from WBUR Boston and NPR. I'm Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point. Mayor Hawthorne was born Andrew Mayer Cohen, a Jewish kid from Ann Arbor, Michigan, Motown's backyard. So it's not surprising that soul found its way into his music. Lots of soul. Curtis Mayfield, Smokey Robinson, the Stylistics, their influence are all there. And a big, fresh edge all his own. This hour on Point, Mayor Hawthorne is in the house. You can join us on air or online where this conversation is always on. Are you ready for this new take on soul, neo-soul, the sound of Mayor Hawthorne? We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK, or join us anytime at onpointradio.org or on Twitter and Facebook at On Point Radio. And today you'll find a live stream of this interview, video, on Facebook. Be sure to check that out. Joining me now in the studio, Mayor Hawthorne, Grammy-nominated artist, DJ, producer. He's out with a new album, Man About Town, and is in the thick of a worldwide tour. Mayor Hawthorne, welcome to On Point.
Hey, what's up, Tom? Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you right here. Backup singer Jimmy James is with us. Hi, Jimmy. And Tyler Cash is with us on keys and keyboards and some vocals here as well.
Tyler Cash, baby.
Tyler Cash, baby. Jimmy James, and Mayor Hawthorne.
That's me.
Man About Town.
Yeah.
Brand new. Are you going back to your early sound? Are you going forward? What's the evolutionary step
both.
Here?
Both. I'm doing both. A little of both. I went back to producing the entire record myself. I played the majority of the instruments on this one. I mixed and mastered the record myself. So in many ways, it's a lot like how I did the first album, the first two albums. But
your last time out, you had Pharrell Williams and a bunch of other big-name
right.
producers working with you.
Right.
What was the effect of that on you, your sound? I mean, now you've gone back the other way.
Yeah, well, I basically got a free, incredible education in production thanks to the courtesy of my record label. And I got to steal all of their secrets and then put them to use myself.
You were a DJ in Detroit.
Mm-hmm. Still am.
Still.
Yeah.
Our Detroit listeners may know all about that. And there came a point where you were sampling a lot of this kind of soul sound.
Yeah.
And put together your own bits. Why?
I wanted to make rap music. I never had any intention of being a soul singer. I wanted to make rap music. I was a hip-hop DJ and producer. But I got tired of losing all the money that I was making to sample clearance, so I just decided I played instruments. You know, my dad taught me to play bass guitar when I was real young, and
yeah.
I played the drums, and I was like, I'll make my own soul samples, and then I don't have to pay anybody. You know, that's the thrifty Jew in me that was like, how about
why don't I
try to make some money at this?
And then Peter Butterwolf comes into this story.
Right.
Says, let's make a record here. Let's make an album.
Peter Butterwolf, yeah.
Stone Throw Records in L.A.
Without him, Mayor Hawthorne would not exist without Peter Butterwolf.
What happened? How did he hear what you were... You were squirreling these things away to use for samples, and he said, hey...
Right. I moved to Los Angeles in 2005, and I met Peter Butterwolf at a party, and I got introduced to him through a mutual friend of mine who's actually... her name is Noelle Skaggs. She's in a band called Fits in the Tantrums.
Okay.
And she passed my songs on to Peanut Butter Wolf because she knew Wolf pretty well.
Yeah.
And he said, dude, you're doing this all wrong. He said, you should be doing this. You know, why don't we do an album of this? And I said, well, if you're going to put it out, I'm so thrilled, then I'll do it, sure.
Would you sing for us? Would you guys perform? This is off the new album. We've got Man About Town.
Yeah.
Love Like This.
Love Like That.
Love Like That, excuse me. Keyboards in the house and Jimmy James and Mayor Hawthorne.
I'm going to count it off. 2, 3, 4. Come around, you make me sick with that cool lovey-dovey. You never care how far you go, you just can't get enough of it. I bite my tongue, I bite my time. You lick your lips, you drink your wine.
I keep on waiting, waiting in line, hoping for some kind of sign. I pretend that I don't notice, but I know down deep inside that I want love like that. Yeah, I want love strong like a heart attack. Fire me up. I want love like that. Yeah, I want love strong like a heart attack. Fire me up. Call me up real late at night when the sex isn't dynamite. Let's skip dessert, that mini skirt. Yeah, you know it's the one I like. Ooh, I wish you well, you wish me worse. I'll write you speeches that sound rehearsed. I keep on reaching, but in reverse, hoping I can break this curse. I pretend that I don't notice, but I know down deep inside that I want love like that. Yeah, I want love strong like a heart attack. Fire me up. I want love like that. I want love strong like a heart attack. Fire me up. Going out my mind, waiting for some sign. Out my mind, and I say, going out my mind, waiting for some sign. Going out my mind, I want love like that. Yeah, I want love. I want love like that. Yeah, I want love strong like a heart attack. The fire me up.
Mayor Hawthorne from his new album, Man About Town, Love Like That. Thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah, my pleasure, man.
It's just great to have you with the Jimmy James and Tyler Cashman in the studio. Fantastic, fantastic.
This is what you get at 11 a.m.
Yeah, yeah, I know you performed last night, and I'm not the only one who knows. We've got people calling in for you. The album is Man About Town. You hear the sound. Carter's calling. Carter, you're on the air with Mayor Hawthorne.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
I just want to say it's great to be on with you, and I love your show, and also obviously a huge fan of Mayor Hawthorne. Was
thanks,
at
man.
Paradise last night, rocking out with him.
Hey,
it was, you know, and also shout out to William. I can't remember his last name, but he's played a great set before you went on as well.
Bolton, I think, right? Yeah.
What is it about Mayor Hawthorne's sound that brings you in, Carter? What is it?
Like you're talking about that neo soul, bringing back that Smokey Robinson, that old Detroit sound that was so fresh when I heard it personally, you know, for the first time about 8 years ago. I actually bought tickets to a show in Kansas City, and his bus broke down from Austin on the way up when I was in Kansas City. But I've been fortunate enough since living in Boston to go up and see him in Portland, Maine, a couple of years back when he was there, and now I got to see him last night. And just wanted to call and thank him and congratulate him and tell him to keep on doing what he's doing, because it's a great thing for today's musical scene.
Thank you so much, man.
Carter, thanks for your call. You did this to sample it for hip-hop. Now it's become kind of the mainstay, but it's still got this fresh tang, this fresh sound to it. I mean, when you first came out, Village Voice said, you know, you got the Smokey Robinson meets Curtis Mayfield falsetto over drums that bang as hard as any Dilla track. Jay Dilla out of Detroit, of course, no drums in the studio today.
Right.
Current and self-consciously.
I did the beatbox
yeah, exactly.
For you.
We
That's
heard
my
it.
Drums today.
They said equal parts hip-hop and Motown.
Yeah, well, I was born in... You know, I grew up in the 80s and 90s listening to Public Enemy and 2 Live Crew and Beastie Boys, so, and Ice Cube and NWA
right.
and all that. So, you know, that's always going to be with me. I don't even know what it was like in the Motown era. By the time I was born, Motown had already moved to California. So.
But anybody who was around and listening in those days, when you open it up here, they know exactly where this is coming from.
Yeah, sure. Well, I got a really well-rounded musical education from my parents. I was super lucky. They both had like big record collections, and my dad still plays. My dad is 60. He's turning 66 in a couple days. And he still plays bass and sings in a band in Michigan to this day.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Mayor Hawthorne is with us in the studio.
He's better than me.
Okay, a shout out to Pops if he's listening.
Happy belated Father's Day to all the dads out there.
Yes, yes indeed. Son of Ann Arbor, via Detroit, now in L.A. His new album is Man About Town. Mayor Hawthorne, it's great to have you right here. James and Tyler Cash. Listeners, you can join us this hour. Are you ready? Ready again for a little soul, a little neo-soul? Is everything old, new again? And were you there the first time around for this sound? What do you think of the new spin, the fresh take Mayor Hawthorne brings to soul? We're at 800-423-8255. 800-423-TALK. This is Fancy Clothes off his new album, Mad About Town. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We'll be right back.
So they say, c'est la vie. Put on your fancy clothes, float away from me. Yeah, that's the way it goes. Put on your fancy clothes and ride away. Ride away. Ride away.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We're talking this hour with neo-soul, soul-funk revivalist, and pathbreaker, Mayor Hawthorne, about what he's bringing back, what he's making new in the sound of soul. He's with us live in the studio with Tyler Cash on keyboards and some vocals, Jimmy James on vocals, backing up here big time. You can join us this hour. What do you think of this new spin, fresh take, the fresh take Mayor Hawthorne brings to soul? Has Mayor Hawthorne made your playlist already? When do you put him on? We're at 800-423-8255. 800-423-TALK. Behind us right here, Cosmic Love, off his new album, Man About Town. Got callers for you, Mayor David. David, you're on the air with Mayor Hawthorne. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Tom. David, I'm originally from the Philadelphia area, and I grew up running track and listening to music. And this artist, he's fantastic. He reminds me of Earth, Wind, and Fire. That's my big comment. I mean, I only had to hear a few notes of them playing to remind me of Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah, rest in peace, Maurice White, man.
Yeah, we'll take it, David. Thanks for your call. Mayor, you say you have called this, what you do, Steely Dan meets Beastie Boys. Adam Yauch was on the same mic you're on right now a couple of years ago. May he rest in peace
man,
as well.
R.I.P. Adam Yauch, yeah.
Steely Dan meets Beastie Boys. Can we hear that? I mean, what I think about is Curtis Mayfield and that, but pick apart the strands of it. You're good at that.
Steely Dan is, I think, the best band of all time. I was going to make t-shirts that say, if you don't like Steely Dan, I don't like you. It's very divisive music, though. It's nerdy music. Steely Dan is very, there's nothing sexy about Steely Dan. It's like music nerd music for music nerds, which is amazing. I mean, I'm a music nerd, so I love it. But some people really don't, you know, and that's cool too, you know.
I guess what's sexy changes over time. I mean, a whole lot of babies have probably been made to Steely Dan.
Yeah, I guess probably. I mean, I like sexy music, so, and I want my music to be sexy, so, you know, that's where the other influences come in, like, you know, Marvin Gaye and Curtis Mayfield and Barry White. Barry White is a huge one for me because Barry White was, he was the guy that you wanted to listen to in the club when you danced, and then you took him home with you to the bedroom afterward.
And it all worked.
He was in both places, yes. And that's who I want to be.
Let's hear more. We're going to go way back to 2009, Mayor Hawthorne's first album, Just Ain't Gonna Work Out. And this is a strange arrangement.
Yeah, Strange Arrangement. Yeah.
And this off that album was Just Ain't Gonna Work Out.
Don't want to see your tears. Maybe it'll be okay. Don't want to see you cry, darling. No way. Just don't.
Mayor Hawthorne's first album, A Strange Arrangement, Just Ain't Gonna Work Out, and that sound is right there, right there. Chris in Charleston, South Carolina. Chris, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom. Calling to say that I've been a big fan of Mayor for a long time, since his first album back, I guess it was 2005 or so. Lived in D.C. at the time, was able to see him live a few times in the Washington, D.C. area. And he's also played down here in Charleston, South Carolina. Always a great time seeing him live with his full band. And it's just it's really refreshing to hear original music. You know, the authenticity of you know, original music. It's great to hear, you know, some of that old soul come back. And you know, nowadays everything's so overproduced. You know, but it's easy to make good music when you got good lyrics, good production, and good musicianship. You don't have to overproduce it, and that's what I like about Mayor. He keeps it simple.
Thank you, bro. Chris, I really appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Absolutely. Chris, thanks for calling from Charleston. We hear it, too. I'm trying to put together in my mind these images of you with your live show, and I know you put a lot of effort into that.
Yeah, it's a show. We don't do concerts.
Yeah, it's a show. And on the other hand, you've gone back once again to putting a lot of this together when you first do it in your bedroom at home.
Yeah, in the bedroom.
How do you span those two?
I'm the one-man band in the studio. I just go around and play every instrument usually.
I'm just trying to picture exactly how that comes together. Are you rummaging back through old crates for different sounds and picking this or that? Or are you so deep in it now that you just hear these songs fully formed in your mind before you figure out how to create them?
Yeah,
how does it work?
I never really sit down and like try to write a song. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't work for me. I'll just sit there and like tap a blank pad. It's when I'm out and about, you know, being the man about town. That's when I write my best songs. You know, when I'm driving or when something about, you know, being in motion, then the songs, they just come to me, you know. Or, you know, I'll be some you know, one of the Fancy Clothes, which we heard mm-hmm, earlier. Mm-hmm. That was a song that I wrote in Paris, actually. I had flown out there to see about a girl, mm-hmm. and it ended really disastrously. You know, it was
with the girl.
Yeah, with the girl.
It was like, came out all right.
It was a terrible breakup, but I wrote that song that night. You know, and it was just very spontaneous. And
then
just came.
What about all the production, all the elements that you ultimately bring in? Because this is very layered.
Yeah, that's the part that takes a long time when you're doing it all yourself. That was nice. On last album, I had a lot of help on that. You know, when you're doing it yourself, it takes a lot more time. But you get the most Mayor Hawthorne album to date, which is, that's what Man About Town is.
Let's hear just a little more from earlier. This is a long time of How Do You Do? And there's a lot of Detroit in here. Mm-hmm. I mean, you came up out of Ann Arbor, and Detroit, I guess, is where you did a lot of your DJing.
Yeah, this song is kind of my ode to Detroit, the city that I really love.
Detroit, this is for you. A Long Time from Mayor Hawthorne's album, How Do You Do?
Henry was a renegade. Never liked to play it safe. One component at a time. There's got to be a better way.
Hawthorne there talking about Henry. Of course, that's Henry Ford.
Henry Ford.
And bringing back that city. That may take a long time, but
yeah.
The spirit of it is hot. You say you feel sorry for anybody who didn't grow up in Detroit or around Detroit.
I mean, it's an incredibly soulful place. Yeah, it's a very special place for me still. My whole family still lives there, and I go back a couple times a year to check it out and see what's going on. I try to do anything I can for the city of Detroit. I do a lot for after-school music programs for students there, and you know, I try to make sure.
Is it going to make it? Is it going to come back?
Oh, it's going to make it. Absolutely, it's coming back for sure.
College for you, Greg. You're on the air with Mayor Hawthorne. Hello, Greg. Are you there, my friend?
Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah,
when I was young in West Virginia, one of the happiest things I built a shortwave radio so I could listen to Detroit AM radio station and get something more soulful and interesting in my life. And unfortunately, I hadn't heard of you, Mayor, until today.
Oh, that's all good, man.
And your link between yourself and Steely Dan, I've been talking to some of my friends in L.A. who just have been going to see Steely Dan, and I hear the link. I feel the link. Thank you so much for doing that. And their subversive music, your soulful subversive music, thank you. And I'm going to rush out and buy your album.
Oh, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Soulful, subversive, and buying the album. What's not to like right here? Mayor Hawthorne is in the studio with us, with Jimmy James singing backup vocals and Tyler Cash on keyboard and little vocals here. Would you sing one more for us? Get you
sure,
back off the
yeah.
album, Man About Town?
You got it. Tyler, you want to set this one off? When we spoke, throwing those words at me, I didn't even understand what I did wrong. I got on a plane to Miami, and when I got back, well, you were gone. I still smell your perfume on my pillow. You lit up the room when the lights went out. Lord, I didn't know what I was in for. Me like an 808 from the dirty side, and now all I have now is an empty flask, 'cause I'm still attached, and I got to find a way to get you back.
Get you back. middle of a tour right now. He'll be all over the U.S., be in Montreal and Toronto just in the next few days.
Yeah, opening up for Hall & Oates.
Hall & Oates,
Daryl
right
Hall
there.
And John Oates.
Yes, sir. Then down in New York and Philly, Washington, Milwaukee, Chicago. And then you take it Tokyo, Paris, Berlin, Hamburg.
Yeah, we're going, man, this is worldwide. Man About Town is coming to your town.
I love it. I love it. Lorna, in Berea, Kentucky, you're on there with Mayor Hawthorne. Thanks for calling, Lorna.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Mayor.
Hey, what's up, Lorna?
I called my best friend in Maine, and I called my husband and told him to tune into the show, and they were already listening.
All right.
Because
they know what's up.
Huge Mayor Hawthorne fans. Huge. When my friend first heard the first single, she called me up and said, "Have you heard it? Have you heard it?" And a couple of years ago, Mayor was in Lexington, Kentucky, and I begged my husband, that's all I wanted for my birthday, just take me to see Mayor Hawthorne.
All I want for my birthday.
We were in
big smiles here.
Kentucky. He rocked the house. He's the real deal. I tell everybody.
The real deal, Holyfield.
The first time I heard The Walk, I pulled the car over to the side of the road and listened to it and went out and bought the album that day.
Lorna, we're going to play The Walk in about 2 seconds here, so stand by. I'm going to come right back to you. But we've got callers from Detroit, and they got a special claim on Mayor Hawthorne. I want to go right there.
Oh, no.
Kellyanne in Detroit. Kellyanne, you're on with Mayor.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Mayor.
What up?
I don't live in Detroit any longer. It's been a while since I've lived here, but I come home regularly like you do. And I am embarrassed to say I've never heard your music before. And I'm driving around visiting people today, thinking how much has changed in our city. And your music has just brought me home. It is fabulous.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so sweet.
Thanks, Kellyanne, for your call. Kellyanne, thanks a lot.
Love you darling.
That goes out to Detroit. You say, Mayor, that you're not interested in being a throwback artist, and we get that. But then take it apart, because people are hearing so much of those echoes, and yet there's a new curve on it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't never been interested in just redoing something that's already been done. I mean, that's boring, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about doing something new and, you know, fusing what I grew up on and taking the best of the past and creating something new and exciting and different.
If Curtis Mayfield were with us right here in the studio now and he was listening to you do what you do, what do you think he would call out as new?
He would definitely hear the hip-hop element in it, you know, and it's the fusion of all the, I grew mm-hmm. up listening to the Smashing Pumpkins as well mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. a lot of, you know, Black Flag and Black Sabbath and, you know, and
metal,
yeah, and there's elements of that in there, you know, it's everything, it's the subject matter also, and you know, the lyrics, and taking that Steely Dan style of giving you the most detailed storytelling elements and then merging that with hip-hop and soul music.
Pharrell Williams, I think, told you, bring in the detail, bring in the real detail.
Yeah, Pharrell was the guy
that
I got to work with him on the last album, and he really taught me a lot about storytelling, and that that really stuck with me. I took that with me when I went to make the new record.
Mayor Hawthorne is with us in the studio today with Jimmy James and Tyler Cash. His new album is Man About Town. Mm-hmm. Behind us right here from his 2011 album, How Do You Do, is The Walk. Mm-hmm. This one goes out for you, Lorna, in Berea, yeah. Kentucky. Pull that car over to the side of the road. Listeners, you can join us. Are you hearing the echoes of Curtis here, Mayfield, Smokey Robinson? Are you hearing those other strands out of hip-hop? Maybe even a little metal back in there somewhere? Listen close. 800-423-8255 is our number. 800-423-TALK. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We'll be right back.
Out. that sounds. I'm about to do it for you. I like to break it down. This joint has got me open.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We're talking this hour with neo-soul, soul-funk revivalist and pathbreaker Mayor Hawthorne about what he's bringing back and what he's making new in the sound of soul. Mayor Hawthorne is with me in the studio. His new album is Man About Town. He's in the middle of a big tour on that. You can join us this hour. What do you think of the story of how Mayor got started here, DJing from years in Detroit out to L.A. with Peanut Butter Wolf at Stone's Throw Records saying, hey, those samples you've got up your sleeve, let's make an album here. And he's now got his fourth album out. Tuxedo, he came out with this as Tuxedo last year. In 2013 with Jake One. Mm-hmm. Just a single, right? Just kind of a side project.
This was a side project, yeah. We did a whole album, but this was the single that's playing right now, is Do It, yeah. It was more of a disco-oriented thing.
It's a great, great sound. I mean, the 80s coming right through here on top of the 70s yeah. feel.
Yeah, I listen to a lot of that music too. When I used to DJ more often, I would play a lot of disco music. I love disco. I'm always about trying to make people dance, you know.
Oh, and they hear it and they're calling in to let us know about it. Alex in Denver, Colorado, you're on with Mayor Hawthorne.
Hi Tom, how are you?
Great. Who wouldn't be great with this music?
That's a good question here. Hi Mayor, how are you?
Hey, good, chilling. What's up?
Good. Just wanted to say hi. I jumped in my car and just happened to catch you on NPR on my way to work. But my boyfriend actually introduced me to your music. He's from Miami, but we saw you here in Denver and loved the show.
No, word up.
Finals and super cool how you do all the different designs on them. But just wanted to say thanks. You brought us together really close, and it's been great listening to you.
Oh, man, that's what Mayor Hawthorne is all about, is bringing people together.
Yeah, you broke up that fight right next to us at the concert in Denver.
I did, that's right. Yeah, we had a rare...
there. That was awesome.
We did. We had a rare fight in the crowd, and
Super Mayor.
Stopped the whole show. Yeah, I don't tolerate that in my
that
shows,
awesome.
Man. It's the Mayor Hawthorne show. I'll do the entertaining. Thank you very much.
Alex that's in right. Denver, thank you so much for calling, Alex. Elizabeth in Sudbury, Massachusetts. You're on with Mayor Hawthorne.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
I'm calling just to say that I am absolutely thrilled that Mayor Hawthorne is coming out with all this marvelous music. I grew up just outside Detroit. I'm 67 years old, and I go back to Martha and the Vandellas and all the oldies but goodies, and I've just, it's in my soul. It's just in my soul. And when I heard his music today, I was up in this living room and dancing, dancing, and dancing. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate your music and how much it means to me.
Man, I appreciate you, Don. Thank you so much.
It's in my soul. It's in my soul. And here you are, just... feeding me.
Keep on dancing.
We love it. Keep on dancing.
Much love.
Elizabeth, you got it. 2013, the album was Where Does This Door Go? A little bit different for Mayor Hawthorne.
Mm-hmm.
Gave up the producer reins for it. Brought in a bunch of people to work with. Pharrell Williams, Greg Wells, who works with Adele, Katy Perry.
Mm-hmm.
Off of that album, this is Reach Out Richard. I think you wrote about your dad.
Yeah.
We had Father's Day just this weekend. You've called this one of your most personal songs. Pharrell Williams produced it. Reach Out Richard off of 2013's Where Does This Door Go? Mayor Hawthorne with Reach Out Richard from Where Does This Door Go? John Stout is watching on Facebook Live. You can do that too. He says, Mayor Hawthorne is the rejuvenation of blue-eyed soul. All right, all right, all right. Nashville, Tennessee is calling. Shane, you're on the air with Mayor Hawthorne.
Hey, good morning, Tom and guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Just a little brief history. I've been a studio musician my entire life, and I got a question about samples. How do you feel about licensing and using samples, please?
Well, that was how Mayor Hawthorne started, was I was trying to avoid having to pay for sample clearance. So I don't actually use any samples. There's no samples on any Mayor Hawthorne album. It's all played live.
And what if someone wants to sample you?
But I'm super down if anybody wants to sample me. I love that. You know, I can't be a hypocrite up here. You know,
you sampled for years.
Yeah, that was what. And I love rap music, and I love sample-based music so much that anybody wants to sample me, yeah, let's do it. We can work it out.
How much would be too much? How many seconds? Okay, they got 30 seconds of you. They got 40 seconds of you.
There is no too much.
They got a minute in there.
There is no too much. I fully embrace it. I'm all for it. All about it.
Talk about that. When would it cross a line and feel to you like, oh, wait a minute. That's my song.
You know, I think as long as it's tastefully done, and as long as there's an effort to create something new and original, then, you know, you can use sample me all day.
Shane in Nashville, are you satisfied? You're in Music City.
Yeah, I'm very satisfied. I've been a studio musician, like I said, all my life. I feel the same way. That's very cool. I'm glad to hear that.
Cheers, man.
I love your artistry, man. You're very happy.
May the funk be with you always.
Thank you for calling, Shane. Steve in Willow Grove, Pennsylvania. Steve, you're on.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Yeah, I just want to say that I used to live in Detroit, and I used to listen to him, and I was brought up on a street called Hawthorne.
Wow.
I'm 77 years of old, and you got me dancing again.
Hey, thank cheers, you. Man.
That's pretty terrific. What's not to like about that?
No, that's killer.
That's just great. I find myself wondering where you go with this. I mean, Steely Dan, you know, played a long arc on this. Hall & Oates played a long arc on this, and you've been opening for them some.
Right.
But at some point, I mean, it was almost accidental that you made your career at the urging of Peanut Butter Wolf in this theme, this kind of neo-soul theme.
Yeah, I think originally it started out, you know, because of the way that it started out, it was definitely more referential in the beginning.
Yep.
And then, you know, over the past four albums, I think I've really kind of discovered who I am as an artist, and it's become a lot more personal, and it's become a lot more innovative and you know, much more original.
How far can you take that? Because you know, part of what draws people to you is they recognize something in this from this sort of archetypal sound, and there's your fresh edge on it that you may want to follow. How far can you do that without leaving that bedrock?
I don't know, but I'm going to push it as far as I possibly can. You know, I'm in it to try to see how far I can do it.
Anita in Boston, you're on with Mayor Hawthorne.
Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
Just great. Thanks.
Good. Hi, Mayor.
Hey, what's up?
I'm calling. Good. I've been a fan for a few years now, and I just wanted to say, I know you've brought up Hall & Oates a few times.
Mm-hmm.
I actually discovered you through Live from Daryl's House.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, watching it with my boyfriend, and we just heard the sound. We're like, man, can't believe this is still out there. Saw you open for Hall & Oates at Madison Square Garden.
Hey.
Saw Tuxedo last summer. So I just want to say, keep doing what you're doing, and love your music.
Whoop, whoop. Thank you. May the funk be with you.
That's great. Let's hear one more. This is Crime. This is off of Where Does This Door Go Again, 2013 album, about Mayor Hawthorne's run-ins with the law. You don't look terribly gangster to me, but we'll hear about the story. You got Kendrick Lamar to rap for this.
You'd be surprised.
Okay. We're willing. Here we go. Off the 2013 album, Where Does This Door Go? Crime.
Start the party with probably hit that bar Marley. I ain't with the Molly. Represent my in the big hood. Plus the Crips in the same building. It's all good. I'm looking at the
Kendrick Lamar coming in there with Mayor Hawthorne, my guest in the studio.
You got a radio edit that one out.
Yeah, beep, 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 beep,
beep.
How did you make that connection with Kendrick?
Well, I wrote the song. The whole song is about getting fined for drinking a glass of wine on the beach in Malibu. Mm-hmm. And I was just so frustrated by that, you know, we weren't doing anything harmful at all. We were just chilling. I mean, and it was kind of my version of F the Police, you know, the NWA. And Kendrick Lamar being from Compton, California, where NWA was from, you know, he was the obvious choice for that one. He was the only one. You know, I said, if we can get him, then great. And if not, then well, it'll just be me. And Kendrick was down. He was cool enough to come in and do it.
We know that your dad had you on bass guitar from the time you were 5, 6, 7 years old, very early on.
Mm-hmm.
But when you sit down to do these, you're working on a lot of instruments here. You've got a lot to put together. Plus, from DJing to this, you must have had to learn a lot about how the voice works. Describe what you've had to add to your repertoire. What's been easy? What's been more difficult, more challenging?
When I first started, when I recorded my first album, I had absolutely no idea how to sing. I didn't know how to use my voice at all. And I just sort of emulated the guys like Eddie Holman and Curtis Mayfield in the moments, you know.
Did you get training to do that? Or you
I
just
had no training whatsoever. And then after that, I actually started taking it more seriously. And, you know, when we started to get booked for shows, for live shows, and I said, man, I better figure. I did the first couple shows, and I, like, immediately got laryngitis after the first show. And
just
I was
wore
like,
it out.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, I better actually learn how to do this for real. And then I've spent the past, you know, 7, 8 years really training and learning how to use my voice as an instrument, just like a guitar or a saxophone or anything. And it's difficult for me. I'm not a naturally gifted singer. I've had to work at it really hard. I mean, I put a lot of work into that.
What's more difficult or easier, the full voice or the falsetto?
Man, you know what? The falsetto was what kind of came really naturally to me. Just, I think that was just more about the guys that I was trying to emulate, though, you know, when I first started. And learning how to find the middle voice, you know, I took some lessons from Roger Love in L.A., who's like one of the greatest vocal coaches ever. And I learned so much from touring with like Amy Winehouse. I was the last artist to tour with her before mm-hmm. she passed. And mm-hmm. just watching her do her thing. And I toured with Bruno Mars for a little while. And
these are some pretty great voices you're talking about.
And I just am a real student of the craft, you know, and I work at it every day. I was in here. You heard me in here doing my
I did, warming up for the show.
Yep, warming up before we went on. So
well, that's the way it works.
I take it seriously. I don't take myself very seriously as a human being, but I take the music very seriously.
Davian in Nashville, Tennessee. Davian, you're on the air.
Hey, hi, Tom. Hey, so happy you've got Meyer here. Hey, I've listened to your music for the last 2 years, growing up only listening to hip-hop, being a black guy. It turned me on to a lot of new things, and I was just wondering, you just played that clip with Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
Do you have any other hip-hop you might throw in there? Loops? I can hear you with Lupe Fiasco. I can hear you with Andre 3000.
Ooh, Andre, man.
Who I think you would just really rock it with.
Dre is one of Andre 3000 is one of my, he's one of my favorite. He might be my favorite rapper of all time. He's one of the best, man. I mean, there's an element of that hip-hop in absolutely everything that I do. You know, even the Tuxedo record, the side project that I did with Jake One. Jake One is known for producing for all the biggest rappers in the world, for Snoop Dogg and Drake and 50 Cent and Rick Ross, you know. So.
But unless you actually break out into the rapping, where do we hear that element of hip-hop?
You hear it in the drums. You hear it in the attitude. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a big one. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you hear it in the lyrical arrangements, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's I can't even suppress it if I wanted to. It's going to come out of me no matter what.
It's baked in the cake. Devin in Nashville, thank you. One more. Glenn in Omaha, Nebraska. You're on with Mayor Hawthorne.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Mayor. This is Glenn in Omaha. I want to thank you so much for your music. I'm a DJ myself, and when I first discovered your music, it gave me a lot of hope that I had great music that I could share with everybody. You know, there's a lot of music to sift through, but your music just speaks to me and my wife as well. It's actually helped, you know, even our relationship. We went and saw you in Lawrence for our anniversary recently.
Oh, Kansas.
I just want to thank you for everything you do, man. You're awesome.
Cheers, man. Thank you so much.
You're your biggest fan, man. I know a lot of people say that, but I've been trying to be an ambassador of your music for years, and keep up the great work.
Preach, church, tabernacle.
Glenn, thank you so much.
Thank you, brother.
Out of Omaha right there. How about Detroit at this point? Ann Arbor kid who came over, DJed there, and then took big pieces of that sound. You're taking them all over the world now. Feel the love from Detroit?
Oh, yeah, man. I've been really fortunate to have the city of Detroit behind me, man. And it's like the most important thing to me. It's the only place that I ever get nervous to perform at this point. And it's just, man, it's so important to me to have Detroit behind me and feeling what I'm doing, you know.
And you're getting it.
Yeah, it's been so far. I haven't let them down yet, and they haven't let me down. So we're gonna keep that going.
Are you when you're on tour? Are you thinking about the next album, next songs, making notes, capturing?
Always thinking about the next album, and I'm always constantly writing songs. Yeah.
On the move.
On the move. Yeah, that's when all the best stuff comes, you know.
Mayor Hawthorne, it's been such a terrific pleasure to have you in the studio with us. Not to mention backup vocals Jimmy James and Tyler Cash on keyboards and some vocals here as well. This is off Where Does This Door Go? The Stars Are Ours. The new album is Man About Town. You'll be in Montreal, what, tomorrow night?
Yes. day after tomorrow.
Day after tomorrow. And then Toronto.
Then we're coming back down to New York, yeah.
Philly, Washington, Milwaukee, Chicago, right all over the place. Then Tokyo, Paris, Berlin, Hamburg. Mayor Hawthorne, it's such a pleasure to have you. Thanks for bringing this back and pushing it forward both. Great, great. Thanks to you. Thanks
you
for joining
it,
us today.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me, man.
Mayor Hawthorne, new Cheers. Album is Man About Town. Good luck with everything.
Cheers. Hallelujah. Holla back.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.